Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show. And I'm your host, Magdalena Winklow. Well, welcome to the Conscious Thought Radio bi-weekly show, which is actually dedicated for personal growth, global transformation, and awakening humanity. This is an information highway to a global community in the era of paradigm shift, encouraging others to evolve consciously, moving from being outside-oriented to answer to connect with our inner God-given divine wisdom, practically by becoming conscious of our own thoughts, emotions, behavior, and pattern. We can stop what is going on in our lives by using our intention and focus. Practically, what I always like to ask is the question, do we really want to become aware who we are, or we just want to kind of copy other people's idea or trends? So this is what I mean when I say, you know, discover new possibilities that will support organic living and be in harmony with all life in a process, know ourselves. And another thing what I always like to say is, we do not need a fix. We are not broken. We are just disconnected from our own true core of who we are. So what I'm really looking for with this Conscious Thought with Leo is I want to take you down the road to meet your own Leo, to stand up and embrace the shine and shine your heart with strength, courage, passion, playfulness, leadership, and practically become a director of a movie called Life. So, and start to live your dreams. I always say to myself, I did everything for others. Now it's time to discover who I am and live my true core. That's what my mission is. I don't know what is you, but like I said, you know, that's my own. So you will ask, what does this all have to do with Leo? I would say we are moving into the era of Aquarius, and we will move and more overwhelmed with information, and we will deal with practically with an enormous amount of information overload and confusion, misinformation, deception. So practically, in order to handle all these winds of changes, we have to know who we are in our own core and hold our power and not to be afraid of it. Yet be very aware of abuse if not used correctly and not in the best interest for all involved. So that will actually perfectly match with my own guest today, which is Yelena Loginova. And Yelena was actually born in Siberia, Altai, which is a region in Russia. She was graduated there at the university and has a degree in chemical engineering. She's also graduated from Boston College as a specialty nurse. She is a president of Research Center of Enlightenment in Boston, which was opened 2004. Yelena is also a licensed teacher of teaching of Grigory Grabovoi in USA. She holds seminars in US, Canada, and Europe. She is also a citizen of United States, where she lives since 1998. So, with any further ado, I would actually love to welcome Yelena. Thank you for being on this show.
Oh my goodness, that's my just first show. Okay.
Yelena, I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, this is what I wanted to start with us with our interview today. I am actually kind of concerned about, you know, the world challenges, what we are dealing today, which is actually we feel kind of caught between the old and new and a new paradigm and about the worldview. And that is actually creating a huge chaos and a huge shift in the humanity. And on the other side, we have this incredible group of people who are starting to awake to something new. They are looking for some new information, some new reality that will support them in their own, you know, consciousness awakening. And I have to say, actually, that I am one of them, you know, searching for new techniques, new knowledge. And I stumbled myself of this new Russian knowledge, practically this new technology of consciousness in 2011. And what I did, I actually started to read as much as possible, and I attended also a seminar in Pennsylvania 2011, and I went to Belgrade in December 2013. And this is actually where I learned about you. And I'm so excited that I have somebody here in the U.S. who is doing this incredible teaching. And what I would really like you to, you know, let our listener or introduce to our listener this incredible new technology, what you are presenting or teaching here in the U.S. and also actually in Europe and Canada. So the stage is yours, Yelena.
This is just not a Russian knowledge. This is knowledge was bringing over for a whole humanity. Grigory Grabovoi for me is the world teacher. His knowledge, it's not a very simple one. This is very, very special knowledge which bring over the technology for saving this world just from global catastrophe. Plus, he gave the tools change the life for the not just for the best, but for eternal path. That means the person can be not just happy and healthy, but choose the way, never die, because the death is the virus in the collective consciousness of humanity. His teaching so different, because but I had huge experiences before, and I met so many teachers, guru, and scientists in my life, but never met the person like him. This knowledge changed not just my life, but this is thousands of people all around the world. And I found Grigory Grabovoi, it's somewhere miraculously, because but I read a prediction of Jane Dixon. This happened long enough. This happened in 1994. And I found just a few words about that in the some Middle East and maybe Asia, will be born the boy who will change this world. Just when I read this prediction, but I had very strange experience. This was like a light, like some vibrational, very strong feeling that. And I will found this person, and I will work with him. Yes, and what happened? But I started looking for this guy, but nothing happened, because this was 1994, 1995, 1996, 1997. Nothing happened, and. When my family was immigrated, it was about 16 years ago, and someday it was 2004, when I was very busy, but I was a student in the college, believe or not.
Is this when you were doing the nursing degree?
Yes, but mm-hmm. Very busy, very, very stressful. And what's happened when I just went to a Russian bookstore, but I found some book. This was a very little book. And I read the just few words, Grigory Grabovoi. And what was happened again? And I just again had some flash of light, and I had like a clairvoyant just experience, and I knew it's this guy, what I found, and I went to City Hall. This was Boston Open Society. This was like a research center corporation, Enlightenment, and I never read what he says, but I knew just exactly that's him. This is like world teacher, messiah, the person who will save this world. He's no knowledge. Do you want me continue?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I was very busy. But someday when my college was done, but still not obtained a license, but I had some experience again. This was like some order. You have to fly to Moscow. And I was very surprised but I had no possibilities. And the voice, this was not like the voice, but something like a voice. This was repeating was me just this, again.
Was this maybe some kind of internal knowingness?
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. But very, very strong, very like visible for me. And I decided, yes, but I will fly to Moscow, but I not just understand why, because I had no idea, and I wasn't sure I will meet Grigory Grabovoy and someone else, but I just decided not thinking about that, because I had experience before in the Russia, something like that, and if I follow my instinct. Yes, it just everything happens so miraculously well. It's really something happened. And what happened in the Moscow, when I, in the next morning, wake up and I decide to go to the Hotel Cosmos, which was close to my hotel, and I saw the man in the suit, and he just moved to direction of my side, and I just understood this was Grigory Grabovoy. And when we met, we had a conversation like old friends, and he wasn't so surprised, but I wasn't surprised. And we spoke with him just about how will be my work in the Boston, and we just meet with him in a few days, and had a conversation just again, and this was miracles, because Moscow so huge, it's about maybe 14 million people, and I meet him for work, for future work in the United States and all over the world. Yeah, and maybe you have question.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So did you actually then become a teacher? Did you also learn immediately when you were in Moscow? Is this when you become a teacher? Or did you have to go back again?
Oh, no, but I go back again, but I was a few days in the Moscow, and I saw how the Grigory Grabovoy gave seminar. This was just amazing, and this was just amazing because I saw he never prepared a seminar. It's just happen very, very spontaneous. This is like a knowledge from God. This is not like knowledge from God. This is from God. And he never knows what topic he will speak in just about. And this happened when he come to people and make seminar.
Yeah. I know. I mean, I was reading about that. And when I was in Belgrade, also on the seminar, they were also talking, one of his students who was a seminar leader in Belgrade, he was saying that Grigory never prepares the material. And it was so amazing to me. Mm-hmm. You know, that he gives this incredible lecture and how this lecture is in this incredible synchronicity with the information is just mind-boggling. You know, sometimes mm-hmm. when we prepare for so much and it just looks like he just presents it in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. And I was very, very surprised. This is a very special guy. And Jane Dixon was just absolutely right. He will change this world and the world changed just already. This a different world now.
Yes, and you know what is amazing to me is that, as you're saying, you know, he will change the world. But I think what we have to also add, the world has to be ready for this kind of teaching. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. This is 100%. And what happened? It's just about 100 years before. It's so many very special people come to this planet and just change consciousness of the people. It's, for example, Yelena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey's, and this is so many just of them, and the consciousness was changed, and they prepared the humanity for new knowledge, for new, because what talking about Grigory Grabovoi, this is a really very, very amazing, and some people cannot just accept. For example, he speaking about resurrection and this topic for so many people, it's just challenging. It is so difficult. Doesn't matter. It's 2,000 years people talk about resurrection, but that's still shocking people. But the time now come. We have to do something.
You know what is interesting, Yelena, when you just mentioned the resurrection, yes, I find it about, because my intention when I found him, what I was really looking for is to regenerate my teeth. So, because, you know, and, you know, and then I find out that it's just, you know, you can regenerate organs and you know, the whole body. But the point is that afterward, and when I find out about the resurrection and Grigory's teaching about, we all of a sudden ended up to have a show called Resurrection. So practically, I realized, I said, oh my God, the world is starting to match what is really going on, you know, and subconsciously, or, you know, what the world is ready for, maybe for a whole new statement here. Because in order to be able to create resurrection or resurrect yourself, I learned in the process that we do not need necessarily to die anymore.
Yes, that's right. Oh my goodness, it's just about the resurrection, but I can talk a lot. Because, for example, met one a person who was resurrected by me, and if we just honest, and I was in shock because he left this plane many years ago, and but I met him, and I, and not just me, it's so many now all around the world meet the people who was left this plan and or just was died before. The problem is this world can be just vanished because so many weapons and the resurrection. Yes, and what's happened, we have to start resurrect the people because the time come. And this is so many law, something like that, if the sum part of the whole information will be disappear, whole information can disappear. This is like a computer program. And the people from another part of the world, this is like the dead people, people from subtle plane, they want to go back. They want to show that they're, we have to stop any wars. We have to stop die. The God create the people eternal. Yeah, this is so complicated topic, and we not have enough time.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, and what I'm actually, you know, as I told you, and I sent you actually in the email, what I am most fascinated is about the eternal and harmonious development. But for that, we are, again, look like we were talking about before, we need a whole new consciousness, new set of consciousness to be able to actually, you know, bring this in. So, yes, I mean, like I said, I would like you to kind of talk more about this eternal development.
Okay, and eternal development, the teaching of Grigory Grabovoi is about the, not just about salvation, but it's about a harmonious development.
Exactly, that's what I'm looking
for. Yes, universal salvation plus, and salvation of any person providing the eternal harmonious development. What's mean, eternal development? That means that the person have to change his consciousness. He must choose never die. He must choose just have some information, new information about that this person can live, and new gates will be opens. And also that's so important, they become more lighter from the collective consciousness, because the collective consciousness has information that the person have to be born, become age, and die. This is very strong attachment. It's just attachment. It's like a virus in the collective consciousness of humanity. But if the person will choose eternity, just eternal harmonious development, this person will see how his life will be changed. It will be changed everything. It's new people we will come to his or her life. It will be so many joy, so many happiness, so many new possibilities, because the God want to see the humanity just eternal, happy, healthy, and change their consciousness, never stop, something like that.
I know, you know, that's so what is so, what became so fascinating to me. I mean, this is where actually my own personal change started to happen, when I recognized that we are almost programmed in the 20 years increment, you know, practically when you are born until you are 20, and then from 20 to 40, from 40 to 60, and you know, most of people between 60 and 80, you have to get retired and be ready to die, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, this is very sad. Yeah, but I saw.
Yes, and this is what is amazing to me is that, you know, but on the other side, to help people to reprogram their own thinking, it's very difficult because there are so many emotional attachment, belief system, and everything else, old pattern that are not allowing people to move forward.
Yes, Yes. This so difficult, but the world changed so fast. It's just amazing. It's a almost like a quantum leap. And I surprised, but I saw so many people, simple one who think in a high level of consciousness. This is not just people with high education. No, it's a very simple one, and they thinking about changing the consciousness and thinking about rejuvenation, about spontaneous healing diseases. Yeah. The world changed, but I feel so confident now. Yeah,
I know, because you know why? Because we are getting starting to have more and more people. This is why I'm saying that, you know, this is what I love my show to be, is that to be information field and platform for the global community who are actually searching for this new teaching, for this new energy, so they can plug in and get information, and, you know, having guests look like you and many others who will support that kind of teaching. So people can come back and, you know, get in contact with that energy.
Yeah, that's right. People like talk about rejuvenation, but I did a few seminars about rejuvenation. And do you know what's happened with me when I started the technology? My gray hair become brown.
Oh my God, see, this is what I was looking for, to ask you.
Yeah, you know, 90%, this is brown, no gray, and I change some of part of my body, but I become really younger, and my feeling become younger, and I feel more a woman, like a woman with the sense of, not like sexual, but normal
full embodiment.
something this way, and I become look at and the people in a different way, because the technology really working. It surprised me. Maybe my face not changed so much. It was like before my feeling and what's so strange, the people much younger, but I don't like this word, become see me. See and become communicate with me like with the person of their age. It's people 25 years old, 30 years old, something this way. It's really just amazing. And I feel,
you know, I don't think that's what it becomes. And you're practically connecting on the consciousness level. It's not necessarily, you know, how you look and whatever it is, but, you know, more on the consciousness where you're, you know, picking up the vibration or the similarity in the vibrational field. Mm-hmm. So this is why I was looking for, you know, for you to share with us a little, you know, how do you benefit, and, you know, if you have some stories to share with it. Because, you know, when you have a story to share to somebody, then people can kind of relate to that. You know, it's not any more intellectual property, it becomes the emotional experience.
Oh yeah, my life is just full, so many miracles, so many strange coincidences. If we just honest, but I prepare my story. It's about how and I meet Grigory Grabovoy. But I'm not ready now to say you something else. I don't know. Be honest.
Okay, listen, I know that you have quite a bit of articles about a scientific, practically you have quite a bit of scientific articles, but I also read about that you are author, you know, you wrote two books, and if you are willing, you can actually share the information about your new books that is coming out.
Sure. But I did a few books. It's one of them is Path to Eternity. It's about the technology which I know. It's a technology which Grigory Grabovoy gave for the people. And this book, believe on us, it become best seller in the Balkanian countries, because they was translated to Serbian, and people like this book. Not so popular in the United States. If we just honest, and I not. Not as satisfied yet how the knowledge spread in the United States, but still that's happened. Second book is A World Teacher Disclosed. It's a very special book. This is research about the Grigory Grabovoi is the most powerful teacher on the planet. And I took my courage and I says he is Messiah. My book is like gathering the prophecies and so many information about him. This is like... this is research that's proved that him is Messiah who come change this world for immortality.
What I would like to ask you, many people would ask the question, so what is different in this technology from other teachings? You know, what is the difference between Grigory Grabovoi teaching and other people's teachings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these technologies, they different because the Grigory Grabovoi not offer technology with the trans condition with meditation or maybe use your energy. No, this technology just about work with your consciousness, just your
So practice is on the informational level?
Yes, this is this level, but you still have to know how concentrate your consciousness. Must be right condition, right very balanced condition. You have to have your some point of imagination that everything will be perfect. Yeah, this is new science. This is new science. This not a magic. This nothing. Maybe not nothing new, but still, it's the goal is you have to work by your consciousness. Also, some information about color, sound, and
numbers.
Yes, numbers. numbers. This is big point. It's
so I love the numbers, Yelena. I love them.
Absolutely, that works. This works well. But I had experiences like miracles, because everything is a vibrational structure, and every number is a vibrational structure. And when you concentrate on the sequence, that's work, because every disease has some the sequence of a number, which is like a tune for health. And I don't know how, just explain here, but this work, believe me, but I saw 100 people who become healthy using these numbers.
Mm-hmm. And by concentrating on the focus on the number sequences. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, what is fascinating to me is that that it goes directly to the informational field. And the second one is what I like about is that I can do this without meditation, because it's going directly to the source and it changes in the seconds.
Yes, yes. This can happen very, very spontaneous. And what happened when I did a seminar in the Slovenian, yeah, probably this was Slovenian, and some people had then a problem with skin. And when we did concentration, all the problem just disappeared so fast. This is just so fast and not return back. We concentrated on the special number code for skin. Yeah, this was just amazing. There's so many happen like that. And my daughter use some of the numbers when she has a problem, as a small one. And she had experience when her problem disappeared in a few days. And not just her. Yeah, believe me. Yeah, sounds like this.
Well, what was fascinating for me too, when I was in Pennsylvania 2011 on a seminar, and I flew in, you know, and I was dealing with the stress and, you know, blah, 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 all this jazz. You know, I'm living here down in Florida, and I went to the northern climate. It was cold, and so it changed the chemistry. So when I started to the seminar, I mean, I had, you know, the chemical imbalance was pretty strong. And during the seminar, we were learning, you know, and I was able to change chemicals, or practically my lymphatic energy. I was able to change it during the seminar. And maybe 10 minutes later, I mean, I was totally fine.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, this is amazing. Yeah, that works, it's no doubt.
Yeah. So I would like you to ask, you know, for what, I mean, you were mentioning, you know, changing, you know, using the sequences. Give me a more varieties what people can use for it. Because I think our listener would be interested, you know, from different varieties, especially also, you know, the varieties what you may teach in the seminars or classes.
Mm-hmm. Of a variety, very, very huge, because this is not just about diseases. You can just choose the number for business. You can choose the number for business, because everybody need money. But I put some number in my wallet, and it's something happens some way, and I had some amount of money, but I bought a house in the New Hampshire now, not just in the Boston. But I believe this work technology. Yeah, and not just this one. Anything what is the deviation from norm, you can repair by sequence of number which you can find in the book of Grigory Grabovoi. Now so many books about it. It's not just about the healing number code. It's about business. It's about the psychological problem. For example, if you have some fear, maybe you have some attachment, dependence, or maybe some people have a problem with alcoholism and drug addiction. This work, but the person most of all have to work by self. Of course, the mother can help her child, but the the most, the better. If the person will work with this number by self,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's can happen like a miracle so fast. Some people so talented, and when they working with a number of sequence. That's happened so fast. Some people not so talented, but that's still working. Maybe they supposed to work longer, maybe 1 month, few months, never knows, but that's still working. Yeah, and you never supposed to give up. And so many result in the Serbia, and I was really fascinated how many talented people in this country. And I was 1 month ago, it's maybe 1 month and a half, and I saw, for example, Zivamon, who worked with some numeric digital sequence concentrated, and her cancer was disappeared, believe or not. And I saw document that's confirmed there's no more cancer. You see? Yeah.
So practically what is really happening is it changing the frequency of the energy? Or is this actually changing the belief system?
Oh, yes. No, this is not a just belief system. This is, first of all, is a vibrational structure of the disease change, because the everything in the universe is not just information. This is vibrational structure. And we all connected. This is complicated structure. But the person, if the person will work this number, this means he has intention become healthy. That means he believe he become healthy. But first of all, the numbers work like a vibrational tool which change deviation in the health for norm. This is
That's the key. Space. That's the key. Practically bringing back the vibration to the norm of the creator, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. I remember for my seminar.
You see, you're very good student, Magdalene.
Thank you. Well, the reason why I'm kind of going more into this deeper details so that our listener can actually become familiar with that and, you know, get open the consciousness to the new point of view. You know what I'm saying? Because look, like we were doing in the beginning of the show, you cannot change something if the mind or the consciousness of the individual is not ready to hear that. That's very important.
Oh yeah, no doubt. You're right. Yeah, but the most of the people already believe or not. Maybe, but I like it. But I saw really huge amount of people who ready for this knowledge. It's in the beginning was a little bit difficult, but not now. People just open. Yeah, this is a different world. Yeah.
I think it's becoming look like the hunted monkey experience. You know, when you get to the certain amount, you know, everything just kind of speeds up enormously.
Yeah. Believe too, but there's still not enough. But we working about that. We working about that. And who knows? Maybe tomorrow, this will happen.
You never know. That's it. You know, I mean, I've been reading, you know, material. They are saying, you know, to change to create a shift from one era to the next era, to change something really in the human consciousness, it takes 100 years, you know, to change the collective consciousness. So, you know, in a sense, you know, somewhere we began maybe 10, 20, 30 years ago. And so kind of we are building and building and building so that the consciousness is shifting in itself.
Yeah, consciousness shifting. That's very right word. Shifting, yes, yes.
Morphing is something different. So, you know, what is fascinating to me, because I'm actually in a health and wellness for 20 years, and what became fascinating to me when I started, you know, in this, you know, field, what I recognized, you know, I ended up to have a two group of people. One group of people was, you know, yeah, just give me information, help them to do some changes, and they are running. And then I had a different group of people, no matter what I did, nothing changed. So I could not, I understand that. Time, and that's where I started to get, you know, involved more into that. There must be something more, you know, to the consciousness and to the human mind of what is really going on, and recognizing, you know, how our body is holding the information. So that became a huge, huge process for me. And look at where I ended up to get. I mean, I ended up to get to this totally new science and technology.
Yes, you're right, dear, yeah.
But also what I also like to do is that a lot of our time when we are trying to share a new information, especially for people who are new to that information and they are getting bombarded with this or do this or do that, they have no clue where to start. So do you have any kind of tip for people who are new to this information, what to expect and how they can start with something? Where
how
to start?
He can start, yes. Maybe it is very good just idea by the books, because so many books now sell on the internet, by Amazon. It's so many books now translated to English. Yeah, this is probably a good idea start from my book too, because the past...
Yeah, I have actually one book with you and Grigory.
Yeah, this is simple one, because some book from Grigory Grabovoy very, very complicated. And if we just honest, some...
Yeah, it twists your mind.
Yes, it twists your mind. And also some lectures not translated very, very well. It's complicated even for Russian-speaking people. And I just offer you buy more simple books. It's these books from Center Svet, this my books, this some of them, but still that will be work. And when your interest will be sparkling, then you will move step by step and become very professional in this new science, believe me. Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, I started also to read, are you familiar with Arkady Petrov, his trilogy, the three books of...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I am reading the third one, and I am telling you, Ed, will it twist your mind?
Special books.
Some incredible information, you know what I'm saying. So look, like I said to you, when I got introduced to this knowledge, I mean, I was looking left and right just to learn as much as I could. And so, because what I will like about that is that since everything is information, so practically we can create or recreate, you know, or the misinformation, you can correct it. Is that correct?
Yes, just everything is information. Any human being is information. Any disease, any events, everything is information. And when you change some, when you change your perception, when you change information, in some object, you change a whole, because everything has connection. Everything has connection, and we practically work with information. Yeah, and we have to be very optimistic people, because when you not believe in the result that that's usually not happen nothing. Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Connection. It's structural connection. You know this, Magdalene.
Yeah, but listen, this is why I have you here. So because I wanted to hear from somebody else who is actually, you had the incredible, a privilege to be, student of Grigory Grigorievich. And this is what I love about you is that, you bring the clarity of his teaching and you are not adding new information. That's the whole bottom line here, because a lot of the time people are, are learning the material and then they're adding their own twist. So what is happening with that? They're shifting the meaning of the information.
Yeah, that's right. Just licensed teacher, it's a sub-licensed teacher, just work very, very hard now. This is all around the world. So many people who just start make seminars in the France, it's Balkanian countries, in Australia. This is amazing. The teaching spreads so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can stop this. Grigory Grabovoi, what happened in the Russia, and when he tell he will be run for presidency, and the government just start the very, very jewelry company, and he was put in the prison. And people just have to know this, because so many information in the internet about that, and he was in prison for years. This was slander, because this was absolutely wrong point, and you have to know.
Mm-hmm.
This was predictable. It's something almost like a Calvary with Jesus Christ, because collective consciousness not was ready in the beginning to
just accept
information. Yes, about eternal harmonious development. This means it's no more weapon, no more the system which we have. But now Grigory Grabovoi living in the Moscow. He worked very hard, and I believe he will be maybe someday leave this country and live, for example, in Europe or United States. This is my dream. And I just this happened. Yes, and I think this happened. This happened, and I believe this happened. But the teaching start from the Russia, and this was done by Russian language. This is big honor for people who live in Russia, and I so lucky. And this my native language, and when I read his information, believe or not, but I just understand. And when for example my daughters read this information, they says they knows every word, but not understand what he talking about. That's really a problem, and we have to help people just understand, because this is so deep dimensional level, multi-dimensional level of knowledge, and you have to be prepared just understand what he talking about.
What and you're trying to present. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I like it. This surprised me, and when I talk with Grigory Grabovoi, he says me, but I was prepared before. It's happened not this life, but I was prepared.
Listen, Yelena, we have only a few more minutes. What I would like you to do is that I would like to let you, if you would let our listener know that I know that you are teaching seminars in U.S., Canada, and Europe. So I'm actually interested about the seminars here in Europe. So are you planning to do seminars here too?
Yeah, but I'm planning to do a seminar in the United States. My problem is, but I'm still not sure. Should I give seminar by Russian language with very good translator, or can I have some courage and start give the seminar by English?
Okay, listen, let me give you my input here. I've been with a two translator. I would prefer if you would do original, you do it, because you're actually doing a pretty good job, and I would like to see you, you know, doing yourself, because when you do, you know, I mean, I find it today, it was a pretty amazing, actually, you know, comparing, you know, from coming from the different language, and even myself, that's very difficult when we have different languages, but, you know, I would really encourage you to plan doing yourself with a translator.
Sure. Yes. That's right. Because, but I did the seminar. This happened 2 years ago. This was Mount Shasta. This wasn't not so many people because this was December, but still spoke English, and I did a seminar in Boston. And. And I believe, but I will be start as soon as possible do the seminars in United States. Just must start again. And for example, in Los Angeles, because so many people just sent me a letter about when you will come to, for example, Florida or San Francisco. Come and you give seminar. The problem is, but I need a very good organizer because, but I'm not so business lady about that. If someone will help me organize seminars, but I have so beautiful slides, so many information about rejuvenation, regeneration. Building your life, recovery, and so many. And also, when I was in the Europe, and I did a seminar about the numbers of stars for eternal life. This is new book from Grigory Grabovoi, very special, very different, and the people can use the numbers. Every constellation, every star has some number, and
that's awesome.
Awesome. This was, yes, and people had result, and this was fun. People like it because it's so
Okay, my dear, listen, we have to kind of close. What is the best way to get connected to you? Should people connect to you on your website? Is this a good one?
Yes, maybe just a Facebook, maybe website. Also, people can just write me a letter. It's like yelenalogin@gmail.com.
Yelena. I think that's on your website. It's on your, the information is on your website. Okay, Yelena, listen, I'm so happy and I'm so pleased that you were able today to be on my show, and I'm looking forward to maybe have you more so that we can kind of let our listener know more about the information. So listen, thank you so much and have an absolutely awesome day. Thank you.
Thank you, Magdalene, so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we have to tune out. The show is for today over, and come back next time. Okay, have an absolutely great day. Thank you. Bye-bye.